Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, today I was doing my usual thing, going through life and, you know, just being me. And it was one of those comical moments, and I thought I would share it with you and then give you my interpretation of what that lesson taught me. So, you know, we had been looking for a desk for my father. He's in his mid-90s, and he does a lot of good things, and I just want to make things a little easier for him. And so I'm talking to my sister on the phone, and she was like, oh, okay, well, you know, assembly. And I'm like, okay, assembly. And she was, we just kept talking, and she said, assembly. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to just get the box, and we're going to pull it out and sit down on the floor and put the desk together. And she was like, what? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you can't see. And I was like, what? Wait a minute. You're right. I can't see, right? And so I'm chuckling. She's laughing. And I'm sitting there going, you know, you do this every day. You know, literally, Cassandra, you get up every day and you just keep going. Like, whatever is, you know, there is going to either be moved out the way or you're just going to miraculously be able to do it. But I really thought I was going to be able to do it because I had already envisioned myself sitting in the floor and, you know, pulling these pieces out. And when she said that, I said to myself, oh, you're right. If I drop a screw, I won't be able to see it. I won't be able to tell which side should be the inside versus the outside. I could really do some damage and make a mess. And, you know, I thought, wow, you know, there is your visually impaired chronicle for the day, because, you know, I'm always doing something, trying something and trusting something, right? And I do that because I have refused to give up on life. Right. And so, you know, I just assume that what I need to do, I'll be able to do. And since my eyes are closed so much of the time, you know, I forget what I cannot do. And, you know, there have been moments when I have walked into things, walked off of things because in my mind's eye, I am seeing everything that I need, right? I am seeing that I am capable. And, you know, it's just so interesting to me that I keep doing this, but it happens all the time. You know, I just literally do the best I can with what I have. And then I count on God to kind of come in and, you know, pick up the rest, right? And it's not that I go around all day making messes and just believing God is going to take care of them, but I go through life putting my best effort forward and, you know, knowing that if I do that, you know, and it's something good, that God is going to help me out, right? It happens all the time. And it made me think about the fact that what if we just decided that we didn't have limitations? What if we decided that we were just going to go for it? Whatever we want to do, create, learn, achieve, what if we just take on that persona of having no limitations and be able to accomplish our dreams? I mean, I think it would be phenomenal, right? It's kind of interesting because, you know, I'm always doing this, you know, and realistically, I think it helps me maintain an upbeat personality. And it helps me because it also requires me to think a little more methodical and slower than I normally would think, you know? And so when I meet someone, you know, my eyes are closed. I don't look for their hair color. I don't look and see what they got on. I don't look and see any of that stuff because it doesn't matter to me. My focus is to try to do what I need to do, to just live and to continue, being a vibrant person in the world. Right. And so, you know, it's like a little kid. If you put a little kid in a room and you give them some blocks, you give them some other toys and you're sitting there going, none of that stuff makes sense. That little kid could build you a castle, right? He might build you a city. And it's because he has not had the 40, 50 years we've had of someone telling us what we cannot achieve. So in his mind, he's just seeing possibilities. So I'm thinking, if we could train ourselves to just see possibilities, that we could be a lot more functional. We could be a lot happier. We could make a difference in the world that would just knock your socks off, right? And so that's my thought. My thought is that we just realize that we are here with a mission, and our purpose is to learn, to love, and to grow. And if we don't let things block us because we believe they're just, you know, there's no way around it, no way over it or through it, that we can do great things, right? And so, you know, the next time you want to do something, whether you think you can or you think you can't, don't tell your mind that you can't. Just say, I'm going to do this, and put forth your best effort. And once you achieve that goal, you know, do something great for yourself. You know, go out and buy an ice cream cone, get a latte, pick up your favorite book. You know, whatever it is that floats your boat, what makes you happy, what makes your heart sing, that's got to be our goal in life, right? Because none of us should be so limited by what other people have told us can and cannot be done that we stop trying. We have to keep going. And if we keep going, often we will find other ways to accomplish what we need. You know, I'm not talking about being, you know, crazy with it. I don't want anybody jumping off of a bridge, trying to skydive, doing any of that stuff. If you weren't doing it before, don't do it because Cassandra said something. We don't want to have that happen. What I'm saying to you is, don't let life circumstances limit you from living your dreams. Right? Because the truth is, she's right. I cannot see. But in my mind, I am still capable of great things. And so I just want you to remember that, because in your mind and that recess of an area where you are still that child at heart, you have power. Right? You have power, you have purpose, and you have potential. So go on out there. Try something new. See what you can do. And if you run up against something that you have put your whole effort into and you figure out you can't do it, ask someone for help. You will be surprised at how much joy people actually have just by helping someone that they love, or even a stranger. You know, I just refuse to give up on life. I know that I can't create a Mona Lisa. I know that I can't, I can't talk for 24 hours straight and not have issues with my voice and my breath. I know that I can't drive on the Indy 500, right? But there are smaller things that I can do. And those are what are the blessings that remain in my life. And I'm going to keep looking for the things that I can do and achieve. And I want you to do the same thing, right? I know that sometimes there are things that go on that are beyond your control, and it makes it very difficult for you. I know that sometimes my pain is so bad that I don't want to move. Right? That I can't open my eyes and I just literally want to scream. But what I know more than anything is that we are created to survive. We are created to thrive and to keep going. So I'm going to tell you that I'm rooting for you. Whatever you want to do, if it's something good, put your best effort into it and trust that God will assist you. Because I see him work every day in my life. And there are so many things that I get done and I'm like, ooh, I know that was not me. Lord, that must be you. Because I know I wasn't able to do that, you know. I can start a project and I have to stop it because of the pain. And I go back later on and I pick back up. Sometimes I remember what I was doing. Sometimes I don't. And sometimes I can't even see the project I was doing before, right? But it doesn't stop me from living my life. It just doesn't. And so, you know, we have to start doing that. We have to start pushing beyond our limits and pushing beyond the limits that other people put on us, right? Because who is to say whose life is full? Who is to say that someone who is impaired is no longer of use to society, right? We don't have that luxury. What we have is the sense and the ability that God gave us to keep doing better with our lives. And so, as I cheer for you, I am challenging you to push beyond your perceived limit, to find something different to do in your day. And the next time you see something you want to try, go for it. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. You know, and if your child is doing something, stand behind them and say yes. And watch them, right? We have to stop ourselves and say, oh, you can't do that. No, we just need to watch and see how their mind works, because they focus a little differently than we do. And they haven't been beaten down by life, so they don't see the limitations that we often try to impose on them. So, you know, pick up your tools, get out your camera, you know, whatever it is you want to do. Make some time today, tomorrow, whatever you got to do. Pencil it on your calendar and create something new. Build something different. Open your eyes to a new opportunity and trust that you will be fantastic at whatever you do. I believe in you. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an amazing evening of God's sweet peace. Rest, and then get back up and take on your day. Until we speak again, be well.